Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
My girls are learning French. I have picked up a lot of it now.
Say something.
Full power.
Greedy Malik.
Yo, bro, never skip leg day. Where's my protein shake at?
And Big Rossi.
Yeah, I'm James Arthur.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's amazing to be on your show. Oh. Love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live at 6:02, July 13th. It's your Tuesday morning. Hello, Pretty Molly.
Hello. Guess what I did?
What did you do?
I washed my hair this morning. Too much effort.
Ladies and gentlemen, this morning you washed the hair as
that
well.
That is far too much effort.
Did you blow dry it?
No.
Let's let it air dry, dude.
Which is a silly mistake because the humidity is crazy today.
It's going to be a fizz-fizz day.
It's going to be a fizz-fizz day.
Fizz-fizz day.
I see you already got your Starbucks, whatever.
I got myself a coffee this morning, did the...
Didn't even ask.
Did the drive-thru, yeah, sorry, I was just only thinking about myself.
Yeah, whatever.
Too much on my mind, I was like, I can't think about anyone else.
You're too much too much on your mind, because somebody's going on holiday.
It's vacation time. So tomorrow's my last show, and tomorrow we're doing it from Atlantis the Palm.
Yep.
A summer to remember, 5 lucky families, and someone's going to walk away with a great prize. We've got more than 25,000 dirhams of prizes to give away, but tomorrow's my last show. Thursday, I am off, up and away. Taking the family. Going to go do New York for a week.
Yeah.
And then LA for 3. You know how me and the States, we like it.
Yep. So you just want to chill.
Yeah, we did the COVID test yesterday, and we all came back clear, which was
Yay.
Great. Got the results just this morning, and it was such a brutal ordeal trying to get
Kiki
to do the test.
It's obviously she had to do it.
She has an anxiety attack. She has a panic attack, and she keeps
poor thing.
And even though it's not a bad thing, I keep telling you, you know, she just builds it up in her head. So
yeah,
the nurses are always amazing, and it took about 25 minutes to get it done.
Hey, that's better than the first time.
I had the test done at home, right? I had the team come over, and I felt so bad because it was supposed to be like a 5-minute process.
Yeah, of course. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
The nurse left with extra cash and boxes of Fade Fit, like, nonstop. I just felt so bad. I'm like, here you go. I started just giving her anything I had. I'm very sorry.
Here's my couch.
Here you go. Take whatever you want. And she's like, oh, it's okay. Thank you. I'm like, no, take it all. Have what you want. But
were
yeah.
there tears?
Yeah, beyond tears.
So
it was like an anxiety attack, you
Poor
know, like.
Thing.
Yeah, it's so sad. Like, you're watching you, and I'm. Don't know what to, I'm like, do you want me to hug you? So you know what I found was one of the best things to do?
What?
I left the room.
Oh.
She's better without me there.
Wow.
I think she relies on me too much. And she's like, Daddy, no, Daddy. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk outside. I'm just going to let you and the nurse handle this. And when I came back, like, you know, 3 minutes later, Nushi's like, she did it! She did it! Like, everyone, the whole house, like, yeah, she did
Aww,
it!
Aw, she's growing up.
Yeah, I know. But it happens. I had a few messages on Instagram that their people are in the same boat and, you know, asking me for advice.
Hello, Rossi.
What?
Don't you remember last week when Rossi had to do a COVID test in the
office?
Yeah,
he was petrified as well.
He was panicking.
Yeah, true. The most beautiful thing that I saw from this, and I'll tell you as a father, this was a proud moment for me, was at the end of it, once she did it, it was my turn.
Yeah.
And so then I started to imitate Kiki.
Oh.
And I said, look, Kiki, this is how you look. I just want to tell you, this is how you look. And I was like, no, no. And I was like, you know, pretending to be Kiki. And then Nushi goes, hey, stop making fun of her. That's not right.
Yeah, good
and I was
on
like,
you.
Oh, that's so cool. Her older sister just stuck up for her. That was the best. And I said to her, that's amazing. I love that. Then I stopped.
Yeah, good. Don't make fun of
TV. Then they punished me and they sent me to my room. I was there.
Yeah, good. No TV for 2 days.
That's right. No, TV I'm fine with. Just don't take away my phone. we are going to meet some of the other families who are going to be hanging out with us tomorrow at Atlantis the Palm. We'll do that, which is cool. Oh my gosh, did you hear about this new rule? It's a new rule in Norway. It's got to do with social media and going to jail.
Change the game.
If they implemented the rule here in the UAE, there'd be like 400,000 people in jail right now
what
for it.
What are you saying?
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If it was the same rule.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
They'd have to build an influencer jail.
And then you're right. An influencer jail.
I'm telling you, you got to hear this story. It's remarkable. Right now, who's up? Who's up and about? We want to hear from you. 0487155444. Maybe you're on the way to work, on the way to the gym. You know the usuals.
Yeah.
Would love to hear from you. All right. 0487155444. Plug your business. Let's have some fun together.
Yeah, why not?
All right, Pretty, myself, Eddie. It's just the three of us. Nala's off.
Yeah.
She's not feeling great. She had the vaccine yesterday and she's getting a little bit of those symptoms, so she's taking the morning off.
Yep.
And Rossi, I think he got fired.
No, he didn't.
We told you he went on a holiday. He got fired.
That is a lie.
He's never coming back, guys.
Wait, is Big Rog in?
Yeah, where's Rog? He's a good guy. I liked him.
Wake up. Let's go. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
Eddie, where are the callers?
I don't know. No one's calling.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
No, yeah. Did you
block the phones?
Never on the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio has no one called when we said call.
I think Nala, you blocked the phones. Can you unblock the phones?
Nala's not here. I'm blaming you because Nala doesn't.
Dude, unblock the phones.
Oh. I never do this. Nala must do this.
Wait, are they actually blocked?
Yeah.
All right. Rookie mistake.
Eddie, whose fault is it?
It's Eddie's.
Chris's fault.
It's Eddie's fault. I don't ever do this. This is Nala's role. Right. Nala's not here today.
Whose fault is it?
Chris's fault.
All right. Sorry, guys. I had the phones blocked. If you could call now. 04-871-5544. There's got to be someone that's tried calling before, or if you didn't, just call now. I'm not moving on with the show until I get a phone call. Like
you're never just gonna stop the show.
Never have we done this, and I've said call, and we don't get one person calling. Now on a radio station, it happens a lot. A lot of the other radio stations, the market would be telling people to call right now,
Chris,
but no one would call.
Chris,
no, I'm being serious.
Chris, don't say stuff like that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like never at this time. Okay, phone's ringing. I got it.
Okay.
Melvin, hi.
Hey.
Oh, bro, you saved us. That was going to be a first for the show. Like, I felt horrible. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good, man.
Where are you?
I'm on my way.
Oh, I've lost you. If you put me on that loudspeaker or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to switch back.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Perfect, man, perfect. You're not from New York, are you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember. Hey, I'm going to be there in like 48 hours, man.
I know. I actually have sent a text to the studio. There's something I think you should really do when you go to...
You want me to go see your family? I will. If you want me to, Melvin, I'm there.
Well, funny that you say that, right? Oh, I don't know if I should say it on the radio because it would be a nice surprise to your girls.
My girls don't listen to my show. They do not care what I do.
Now, my niece actually does this curated picnics in the park in these like iconic locations.
Hey, Brianna literally showed me this the other day. She's like, look at these picnics that they do in the park.
That's such a great idea.
I know. And I said, oh, that's so boring. I don't want to do it.
You're so boring, Chris. Chris is the worst. He doesn't want to do anything.
No, tell me. Tell me what it is. That sounds cute. It does sound cute.
So she does picnics for anything, like whether it's an anniversary or a birthday or an announcement or a proposal. So she'll set up the whole thing, and then you just like surprise the person by just going to that location, and it's already set up. Everything is beautiful. The tents,
yeah, that's
cute. Do one in like Central Park. The kids would love it.
Would she do one in Central Park if I message her?
100%.
Okay, send us. What's
How much
her Instagram?
Does it cost?
Stop talking.
You could do it at Flushing Meadows Park. That's a pretty cool.
Oh, Flushing Meadows, park. Melvin, you spoke to my heart. I want to cry.
It's the nanny.
Flushing Meadows Park, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they filmed Men in Black, the first one.
You know, remember the two towers, the ones at the end? The two towers at the end?
There? Right, with the globe.
With the globe.
No.
The World's Fair was in 1964 or 8 or something like that.
Oh, hold
she
on, Melvin.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. Till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to be?
She brought up the family.
So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door. She was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more.
She had style, she had flair, she was there.
That's how she became the nanny.
That's all I know about Flushing's whenever you say
that's
that.
That's where I went to high school.
Was it? So, Melvin, yeah. I think this is great. I don't want to commit to it because I don't like to commit to things, but I would love...
Absolutely.
How do I get in contact with her? And I'll message her if I'm interested and I'll DM her.
She's on Instagram. It's called Created by Chloe.
Created?
And are you... Is this? Did you say it was your cousin?
My niece.
Your niece, okay.
Created by... What's the...
Curated.
Oh,
by Chloe. Curated.
by Khloe, as in Khloe Kardashian. Khloe?
As in Khloe, yeah.
How do you spell curated?
C-U-R.
C-U-R. Oh, I started with a Q.
Oh,
well, we're curated by Khloe. And how was Khloe? Khloe? K?
Is it K-L-O or
C.
K?
It's a C. No, no, C. Sorry, C-H.
Get a name
come
right.
On.
Jeez.
I text the studio. The link is in there.
You know what? I think this is a great idea for the UAE. Why hasn't anyone done that here?
It's very popular in North America. Like, a lot of people have this business of creating picnics because it's such a great idea.
Yeah, you could do it. You could do it here. I mean, obviously, in the winter months would be perfect. And then in the summer months, you might want to, I don't know, you probably have to tee it up with places that are indoor, or maybe like an indoor thing. But it's a good little idea for anyone's listening and thinking about it.
It's a really good idea.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
The iconic buildings in the background. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful. Well, listen, man, leave it with me. If I feel like we've got... See, the thing is, Brianna has... We're there for 7 days. She's locked in every hour of every day. Like, it's...
Much.
And I'm freaking out a little bit because I don't want to do too much, but I want to enjoy it.
No, but this will be relaxing for you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll hit up Melbourne. I appreciate it, man. And if I do, I'll let you know as well. Okay.
Sure. Hit me up if you need the information. I can get it to you.
All right, Melbourne. Sure. You're amazing. Thanks for all calling as well. God bless.
All right. Take it easy. Enjoy the vacation.
Take care, man. Thank you. Thanks. I just love this show. I get to do things just for me. That whole conversation was only about me and my family.
Yep.
And all you listening had to put up with it.
I'm
sorry, but I love you. I love you so much. I do, really.
Let's go. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
So, the girl that sings the major part of this song doesn't even get a mention in the song?
No. She lives here in the UAE.
Are you serious?
Shweta Shubram.
Shweta, why don't we get her on? We'll
get her on.
Shweta is in this song. She sings the chorus.
I know the things that you like.
Tesha. But we're only mentioning Tesha and Jason Derulo. Jalebi Baby on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik gossip.
All right, so first up, we're talking about the hit song that we've played.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi Baby.
I just want to eat it.
So obviously this song is like a worldwide hit now,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah, everyone's hearing it, yeah.
Jason had to learn a bit of Hindi, a bit of Punjabi to try to sing this song. This is cute. So Tesher, the guy who's behind this song, he's Canadian Indian, right?
Okay.
He tried to teach him one of the words that he had to say.
Okay.
He posted up this reel on Instagram.
Oh,
have a listen.
Gosh, here we go.
So it's Shetty Shetty, right? No, Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty. Shawty take it slow and Chitty Chitty, right? Yeah, Shawty take it slow then Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty. No, Chitty Chitty. Chitty. Chitty Chitty. It means fast. Shawty take it slow and Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty.
Shawty take it slow then Chitty Chitty.
I mean, man, that's exactly how it is when you teach me Hindi.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say one thing, I say it, then you're like, no.
No, yeah. So it's good on him. Cool. He learned it. He did a really good job on this. So the music video for Jalebi Baby, by the way, comes out later today.
All right, there we go. What else you got for us?
Naomi Osaka. She's the latest to get a Barbie role model doll.
That's great.
Yeah, it features her Yonex tennis racket and the Nike outfit she wore at the 2020 Australian Open. She said it's such an honor to be part of the Barbie role model series and to remind young girls that they can make a difference in the world. I love her.
Good
I think
her.
She's so amazing. Yep. Great role model.
Great
for young
tennis
girls.
Player, huh?
Yeah, totally.
There we go. And finally, the Britney Spears saga continues.
So her younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, has announced that she is going to be releasing an unfiltered memoir, promising to tell her side of the story. She said that she decided to write a series of untold family stories and secrets.
Okay, I don't trust her now.
Following the amount of responses that she received after the hearing and all that stuff. Like,
I don't trust her.
See, like, I find that weird because before Britney said anything in court, she never said a word.
Yeah.
Never, like, supported Britney outright. Never said she needs the help or her dad is, like... And now she's all over it.
Yeah, this is... Imagine you and your family are having a feud... or one of your sisters or your brother is going through some, you know, hard times, and then your decision is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a book. I'm going to tell it all to everyone. Like, that right there shows you have no class, and I don't trust you. I'm sorry.
Like, Brittany is the one who needs to write the
100%.
Book.
100%. Yeah.
Not her.
And when she's ready, yeah. She writes it.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Terrible.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's where the stars live. The Chris Fade Show. 104.4.
You guys ready for Fade's Facts?
Yes, please.
It's more about the intro sometimes than it is the facts. Here we go.
It's time for Fade's Facts.
You know I'm feeling good.
Oh.
What's that about? Maybe just the other day, girl, you give me a shout. I know you got the Rona, so I stay away. Look at me, 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 oh. 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 I know you may be thinking, what you listening to? Who's this man on the radio trying to be cool? But one thing you gotta recognize is I'm here to stay. You know why? Cause my name is... What's my name? Ah, look at me, 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 look at me. All right, it's Fade's Facts. Some of the facts that you can use when you go, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever, just use them, okay?
We first saw these in vehicles in 1983, but it wasn't until the 1990s. That cup holders were standard in vehicles.
That's crazy to me.
So in 1983, they kicked them off. They thought, oh, let's put a cup holder in a car.
I can't believe there was none before that.
And that was it, right?
Wow.
Do you use yours?
Of course. Where do you think my coffee goes?
Every day.
Yeah.
More than 75% of us check our mail every day. I haven't checked mail in years.
Really?
Yeah. 32% of adults say their spouse is guilty of hogging the covers.
That would be I.
Yeah, you do that?
That would be I. I like to build a cocoon. Do not touch my cocoon.
I'm a pillow person.
Oh, you
I like to have the pillows around me.
You want like 17 pillows.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I'm a good person to sleep next to. Like I don't take much of the room. I go all the way to my side.
Do you build a fort?
Turn over a couple of pillows, one between the legs.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle. About 15% of businesses or business workers have business cards.
Only 15%?
Only 15% of us have a business card. Isn't that crazy?
I guess people don't really use it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. While sharks account for about 53 bites per year,
yes,
only one of those ends up being fatal. However, cows kill around 20 people per year.
How?
Mm.
I don't want to know, actually. I don't want to know.
So that's interesting. More cows are killing more humans than sharks,
well,
but the sharks have this...
Shark Week is all about, right? Like the...
True.
Like telling you about this.
The ability to recognize faces peaks at the age of 32.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sometimes I can't figure out who someone is.
And finally, guys are more likely to be hit on at the gym... If, get ready for this one, boys, if you're wearing a hoodie.
Everyone today is going to be rocking a hoodie.
I'm going to take a hoodie, but I'm the opposite. I like to wear like the sleeveless t-shirt, show the guns, you know.
No, it's the hoodie.
Show them the ladies, look, I work out, I'm here, I go to the gym.
But why?
Oh, you girls are into arms. Look.
Yeah, but why?
Settle down, pretty.
I'm not even looking.
So a hoodie? You like a guy with a hoodie, is that true?
I don't know. At the gym, I think I'd be more like... Aren't you feeling hot?
I want to sweat, you see. I don't know. Well, there it is. Guys, if you're off the way to the gym at some stage, be it if they're open or closed, get out there.
Grab a hoodie.
Wear a hoodie. Tell them I sent you.
Weird.
They discuss global issues like back hair and big noses.
I ought to punch you in the nose.
It's the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
Good morning. All our fans on Facebook.
I love that. I love going live on Facebook just so I can play that. That's what I love.
Yeah.
We're live on Facebook, Virgin Radio DXB. We're live across the country on 104.4. Thanks for hanging out with us. Chris Fade, Pretty Malik here. We are getting into the pop quiz, but I like it to build up on the Facebook as well.
Yes.
So
Oh, I'm excited.
Let's see. Let's see how we go. Got the pop quiz questions just delivered.
Money.
Take your money. Money.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Where are we going to go? That is the question. So many phone calls this morning. And I don't know. Let's see who. Oh, there it is. I just kicked it up the computer. Sinead, good morning. You got through. Are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams?
I'm so ready.
There we go.
I've been trying for so long.
You've been trying so long to get through. Today is the day. It's a Tuesday morning, and hopefully this is going to be your morning to win some money. What do you do, Sinead?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Good on you. And are you on holidays now or what?
Yeah. So from last week, I got my holidays.
Good on you. So how many months? Is it like 2 months?
No, it's like 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting shorter every year.
Oh, so teachers usually like go back before the students go, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Any plans for the 6 weeks?
Yeah, I will travel home. I'm really excited.
And where's home?
Ireland.
Oh.
Here
so
we go.
You must have been happy that England lost in the Euro, were you?
No comment.
Yeah, that's a yes.
No, I got told that like all the way, yeah, if you're from Wales or all those countries, you're happy. You didn't want England. I didn't know that. I thought you guys were like, yeah, no, let's go. But I don't know, Brexit.
Well, it's a secret rivalry, but I love Italian food, so I'll go with that.
Hey.
Okay. Good diplomatic answer there.
All right. Well, Sinead, we've got it with RackBank right now. 10,000 on the line. You'll get 100 dirhams for every question that you get right. Otherwise, if you get them all right, you'll get the 10,000 dirhams. So good luck. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yes, perfect.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, we're ready to go as well. Sinead, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's 10,000 dirham pop quiz. Your time begins right now. Which singer is married to Hailey Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Which Canadian rapper sang the viral song Toosie Slide?
Drake.
What city are the Olympics happening this month?
Tokyo.
Newcastle are a team in which sport?
Football.
True or false, Ed Sheeran appeared in the TV show Game of Thrones?
True.
Which social media app came first, Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Rachel Ross and Chandler are characters in which TV series?
Friends.
The world's deepest pool is in which city?
Dubai.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
H2O is the chemical formula for what?
Water.
You just won 10,000 dirhams cash. Well done. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Sinead, 10,000 dirhams is all yours.
Thank you so much.
What a morning. I mean, there were a couple of tricky ones, but that was, you got a good pop quiz right there. You got a good one.
Thank you so much.
10,000 dirhams, all yours, Sinead. You won it with RackBank with us here on Virgin Radio. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I listen every morning, so thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the money? You said you're going to go home. You got some extra money now, right?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. But I'm really, really, really grateful and it's badly needed.
Oh, Sinead, I want to hug you.
I reckon, thank you so much.
There's some tears coming out of Sinead's eyes, yeah. I reckon. That's what's happening right now. Money does change lives and we all need it. I know that we're all in different sort of heartaches sometimes. So being able to do this every morning with RackBank on Virgin Radio, I think it's just so special. Give her another big round of applause. That is Sinead. 10,000 dirhams richer. Well done.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys.
Let's go. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
You would have seen it come up on your Instagram or TikTok or something. These two little men fighting against each other. they went viral. They went viral instantly. Top 10 search things on social media. Abdul Razzaq and Hezbollah. And I had a chance to catch up with Abdul Razzaq last week.
He was here for a few days, right?
He was here. He looks like a... he's a little man. He looks like a child, though, as a voice of a sort of child. But he's actually 18.
Okay.
And... I had to have two translators, one translator that speaks his native language, which is in one of the countries of Stan, and it was translated from that into Farsi into English, I think, and then it went back into... It was very unusual for me, actually, trying to understand how it all works, because he has two translators everywhere he goes. But I had a chance to catch up with him. I'm going to give you the translation of what the answers are afterwards.
Okay.
All right, but...
full interview, by the way, you can go check it out, Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, go check this out, or it's at Virgin Radio DXB, but this is little man Abdul Razzaq. Take a listen.
Social media superstar, one of the new and the biggest fighters on the scene right now. Abdul Razzaq is with us here in Dubai, right? Gym Nation, how you doing, man?
Assalamu alaikum.
How does it feel to have all this new fame? Everybody knows you. More than 1 million people following you on Instagram. How does it feel?
He says, I feel like I'm a simple person as I was before. The only thing that's changing my life is that everybody knows me.
Aww, the fame of social media.
The next question.
Everybody saw the big fight between you and the Hezbollah, the enemy right now. I thought initially that it was maybe just for social media, but you two are really going to get in and have a fight. Do you think you have what it takes to beat him in the ring?
He says, hopefully the fight will happen. I will fight him. Two people will go inside the ring, but only one person will be a champion.
Whoa.
Like, it's a legit war between the two of them. All right? Now, one thing that Abdul Razzaq has is a voice, and he loves to sing, and he's actually released a couple of songs.
Oh.
He decided to sing for me.
Bravo.
It's unbelievable, huh? What a voice. Yeah. What a voice. He then he said his farewells.
We are happy to have you in Dubai. We look forward to seeing you more. And good luck in the fight. Right now, there's a face-off going on. I'm actually a little worried here because this man has got looks that I haven't seen before. I don't want any of it.
A little warning, please.
We faced off and then he went at me. He's from Tajikistan. He's a legend. I hung out with him for a good hour and a half.
That's cool.
He's a fantastic man, even though he's sort of not trapped. I don't want to use the word trapped, but he's in a child's body. You've got to see the video. You just heard it. You've got to see it. Go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram. Or go to Virgin Radio DXB. I put it up there as well. So go to Virgin Radio DXB. Check this out.
Yeah.
And there's a longer version of that interview there. But there, I love my job because I get to meet so many different interesting people.
100%. When I wake up in the
morning. The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
Let's go.
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
How are we doing when it comes to gossip here, Pretty?
So Dua Lipa is being sued for posting a photo of herself on Instagram. The photo was taken by a paparazzo.
Okay.
So she deleted the post and it shows the singer waiting in line at the airport, like holding her ticket and passport.
Yeah.
Now the legal documents declared that the photo was shared without permission or authorization from the paparazzo. They also go on to claim that Dua's team were aware that they were violating copyright, and she went ahead and posted it anyways. Now, the owners of the photo are seeking $150,000 in damages and are requesting a jury trial, but here's the catch. The company didn't get a copyright for the image in question until February 2021. That's this year. It's which crazy. Is more than 2 years after Dua Lipa shared the post.
I don't understand this, Prit. So you're telling me...
She posted a photo.
Yeah, hold on. She's walking. She's at the airport.
Correct.
Some creeper paparazzi guy from afar is taking photos of her.
Yes.
It gets put on the internet.
Yes.
She sees the photo of herself.
Correct.
Puts it on her Instagram.
Yes.
Doesn't credit the guy nothing.
Yeah.
They're suing her saying, that's our photo and you're using it to capitalize.
Yeah. Now, there are several celebrities who have been sued in the past as
well. I think this law needs to change.
But I think the biggest thing here is that they only put a copyright on the photo this year. So when she posted it, there was no copyright.
But I just think if you're taking a photo of someone and they don't know that you're taking a photo...
That should be illegal. Like it is here. Illegal.
Yeah, it should be like, hold on, mate. You're taking a photo of that person.
Yeah. So they want a jury trial, which I think is interesting because if it does go to jury, I think it can probably change the law. Like it could change it.
I have put photos of myself. I've sometimes found a photo online that someone's taken of me, which I didn't know I was on a stage or someone's taken a photo. And I'm like, oh, I love that. I'm going to put that. And I posted it. That's saying that photographer can come at me right now and sue me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, dude, you're taking the photo of me.
Yeah. But they took the photo. It's such a strange thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we could sue them first for saying you took a photo of me without me knowing, without my consent.
Yeah.
In this country, you probably could because there's laws.
But not everywhere else.
That's horrible.
So last week, Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd were seen leaving the same restaurant in L.A.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought they had dinner together, but they were like, oh, they're just friends. They know each other through the industry.
Mm.
Now the two have been spotted at the same concert this week.
Huh.
So Angelina took her two daughters to Mustafa the Poet's private show.
Now, yeah, Mustafa.
No, not exactly the same. Mustafa's from Toronto, and he has a good connect with The Weeknd. It's a private show. She was front row. So I don't know what's going on here, but that's 2 weeks in a row.
Found The Weeknd, Angelina Jolie, finally.
Okay, Zac Efron decided to bust his 93-year-old grandfather out of a senior living home to watch the Euro final together.
It's legendary.
Now, listen, it's a bit of an act, okay? But it's very sweet. It's Mission Impossible style. Like, they set up the whole thing in the nursing home. Even his grandfather, Hal, is in on the act. Have a listen.
Okay, have a listen. Here we go.
Time to bust Grandpa out of here.
Let's get out of here.
And Grandpa's better at acting than I am.
Bless him, bless him, bless him. Thank you, Pretty Malik. If you want to see all that, go to Chris Fade's show on your stories. All the gossip goes up. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's where the stars live. The Chris Fade Show. 104.4.
So I read this and I was like, hold on a second. This is horrible. This is wrong. And then my mind started going, oh, hold on, maybe it's good. Maybe it's the future.
Okay, let's...
Maybe Norway are ahead of their times. Have a listen to this new rule that they want to implement. Hasn't come into effect yet, but they're saying they're bringing it in. In Norway, Instagram influencers who don't clearly state they've edited photos, which are advertisements, could be fined or sent to prison in Norway due to a new law that they're going to implement. The law also applies to ad posts on other social media platforms like Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, you know. In Norway, influencers paid by advertisers will have to clearly label the post to say that they have been retouched. A new label will be added to the post to say, hey, I've changed this photo, my body shape, the size of how I look, or possibly my skin. You know when you smooth out a photo?
Or
make your skin look like better than it actually is?
Or like if you make your waist... You know, remember Kylie Jenner was caught out making her waist thinner? Like that, right?
The app Facetune makes it so easy to bring everything in and out.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to make your lips bigger, enhance your muscles, making yourself look slimmer or bigger in certain areas. If you do it and there's an advertisement attached to it...
Yeah.
If you don't label and say you did change it...
Yeah.
You find, or you're sent to prison. Man, I think the sending to prison is a little extreme here.
But you know what? I am not totally against this idea.
Really?
You know why? Because I like that they've made it specific to advertisements.
Yeah, I agree.
And obviously, influencers work a lot with brands. And a lot of times, they work with quote-unquote weight loss things or something like that.
Yeah.
And they sell an unattainable body or image to a lot of impressionable people. You know,
we had Danae Mercer on our show. Yes. Danae is a UAE resident, and she's super popular. She's 2.3 million people follow her, and her whole push is like how people take photos on Instagram, how they really look versus how they look on Instagram. And she does a great job, and she always keeps putting up companies like weight loss companies, cellulite companies, using her image.
Yeah.
They just literally take her photo and they're doing a side by side, and she's like, "Hey, I've never used this product," and they're using my image. So, what, I mean, listen.
Like, I honestly am not against it.
I think if there's an advertisement attached to it, like there's money being made, I think that's fine. I don't think we should go all the way to prison. I think prison's pushing it a little bit too much. But a fine, I wouldn't mind a fine to say, especially if you're promoting a product, if it's fitness related. Like if you're like doing some extreme, I don't know, weight loss program or you're doing a, I don't know, something that makes your skin look better, but you've actually smoothed out your face.
Like it's an acne product.
And you've just smoothed out the face.
Like
you're
wearing makeup, you've got acne, and then you've smoothed it out.
This app, Facetune, if you don't know it, you can download it. It's free. And basically, you can do anything to your body. Give yourself bigger muscles. And it looks pretty legit. You can smooth your face out. If you've got yellow teeth, you can make your teeth white. Yeah. Like if you're promoting a toothpaste for whitening teeth.
Right.
And then you've gone and actually whitened your teeth through this Facetune app.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. That's you're now faking your audience.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You're lying to the audience.
But this, I don't know. I feel like, is this going to be the way forward? Do you think they do it around the world?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to happen more and more. I want to take your calls on this, though. Is Norway heading in the right direction or no way?
I knew that was coming.
No way, Norway.
I knew that.
No, honestly, are they heading in the right direction? Do you think we need to implement these things here? What are your thoughts on this? Ben, what do you think?
All right, couple of things. So the first thing is, I understand going after the influencers, but why just the influencers? Why not the companies that are actually allowing this to be posted by the influencers?
Yeah, cool. I like it. You think? Okay. I'm sure this would be targeted towards companies as well. Like, if a company, a lot of the times these companies repost a lot of these photos.
Yes, you're right.
So if they're reposting, and I'm sure there would be some sort of line in place where they'll have to
follow the same guidelines.
Agreed. But yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. What do you think about the jail time? Is that a little extreme?
For the jail time, I think yes, it is a bit extreme, but if you think about it, if the fines are just a fraction of what they're going to make out of the advertisement, would you not pay that any day?
That's such a good point, Ben. That's such a good point.
Let's say they're getting paid $20,000 to do this post, but the fine's $5,000. They'll be like, I'll take the $5,000 hit.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll take that any day.
Yeah, interesting. All right.
Good point.
I get that. All right, Sarah, you're a parent. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited that I got through. First of all, it's so nice to talk to you guys. How are you?
Love you. You sound amazing, Sarah. I love you. Thanks for listening.
You know what's so crazy is that my friend just won the $10,000 like not long ago, and here I am on the phone to
That's
you.
So Sinead just won the $10,000, the pop quiz. Yeah, you're a friend of Sinead.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Crazy.
Such a small little world here.
I know.
So what are your thoughts as a parent?
Honestly, I'm all for it. I'll tell you that, because I know the effect and how negative it can be for kids to look at these images and think that's how they need to be in real life, and that's what real bodies are like when it's actually not true. Mm. I think it should be for everyone, not just for advertisements. I think anyone who's got above a certain amount of followers should have to declare when they've altered their image.
Okay. Any influential people, if they're over a certain amount, like let's say more than 100,000 followers, that's it. You're not allowed to do this.
Totally.
I think maybe it should just be if you're a public profile, because you may still have like 50,000 followers. That's still a lot. Or 60,000 followers, that's a lot.
We don't want to take away people's...
I mean, I don't know about jail time, but you know, you're hearing right now about a lot of psychological issues that teenagers are facing. I've got a 15-year-old who looks at this picture and thinks, wow, I need to, you know, maybe have, like, God forbid, an eating disorder or something like that, to think that I need to look like that. And that's got a negative effect.
I agree. I got my daughters 11 and 9. They're already on this train of, you know, looking at Ariana Grande and looking. I'm like, and I have to tell them, like, don't worry about your body shape and all that. Like, it's who you are as a person. But even at their age, they've already mentioned things about, I'm too slim or I'm too fat. Or I'm like, wow, I don't want that. But I don't know. I think the jail time for me is pushing it. I think there's I know there's people that should be in jail for doing worse things that aren't even in jail right now.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go to jail. A fine, I think, should be implemented. I agree with that. Is it Nida?
Nida,
your thoughts on this?
Morning.
What are your thoughts on this, Nida?
I would support Sarah on what she said, and of course it is a personal choice, and you know all the adults do it, and it's very common nowadays. But what is really concerning me is the kids. They see this on the media, and other than the media and the television, they see it around them, and they don't understand what's natural anymore.
Yeah,
they want to grow up and be 50, 60, 70, 40, 30 even, and not have anything, you know, not have any effect.
Yeah, everyone's hot.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Everyone's always hot.
You know what I just thought of? You know how Ben was saying go after the companies?
Mm.
Maybe we should be going after the apps.
Maybe, the apps are going to shut the apps down.
Maybe it should not be allowed to have apps available that alter your body in that way.
Now listen, at the end of the day, like this is, I don't know, like.
But why do we do that? Like, why? There's so many layers to this, you know?
Yeah, it's self-satisfying, I think. I've done it before. I've done it previously. If I've had like I had a spot on my forehead, like a massive pimple that went away. It was there for 4 months. So if I was posting some photos on Instagram, this is a couple of years ago, I'd always just make sure I'd smooth that out a little bit.
Because
you'd post it and guess what would happen?
50-foot comments.
Chris, look at this pimple you got. Chris, look at the pimple you like. And I was like, oh man. So I don't know. George, you believe jail is deserving for this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think on the lines of what you're just saying about the app, I don't think you go after anybody. I just think the advert itself or the advertorial needs to have that kind of stamp on it. That says retouched by so and so app, this and this advertising, whatever. So I think this is the first thing they need to add to these pictures, because having not said that, that's when you're deceitful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that is the law. The law will be you have to add the label on that ad.
You can touch a photo up, but you got to say, "Hey, I've used this app to touch up whatever."
Correct.
Interesting.
But the thing is, I think the app should have a default, as opposed to you having to put it on. And those who take it off, that way, you know that they're being purposely deceitful. So when we do something, it has to automatically come on, not without it, you know, because, okay, you took off a pimple. I think you have every right to fix your hair or you know.
Maybe we just do side by side. So we put the edited one up. And then we have to put the OG one up next to it. We slide it, you know, do that little slide. Look, I've got a six-pack here and this one, nothing. But it's normal. It's all right.
It's okay.
Well, maybe Norway's heading in the right direction. Maybe we're all just a little bit behind. But I guess it's each their own. But I'm totally for it because I do believe as children, and I've got two young daughters, as we used to watch television be influenced by people on the TV or magazines that used to be touched up, right? This is something that's going to go on. It's not going to go away. We're going to continually talk about this. In 30 years, they'll be talking about it.
Yeah, so I'm for it too.
I think jail is a bit too much, right? You know what I mean?
But I think it makes it more serious. Like if the threat of jail is upon you, you will abide by the rule.
Listen, if Bill Cosby's not in jail, these guys aren't going to jail.
That's all right.
This is the Chris Gates Show.
Wake up.
Virgin Radio.
Ask Us Anything, the segment where you get to ask us anything about ourselves, the station, maybe you.
Yes.
Take it,
0487155444. We are ready to answer.
All right, Vivek, what's your question? Ask
Good
Us
morning,
Anything.
Chris.
What do you want to ask us, Vivek?
Well, I had a lot of startup ideas, so I was wondering if you guys could connect us with some legit investors would be interested in such ideas, you know.
I love it.
You got a bunch of ideas and you're looking for investors, is that right?
Okay.
Can you give us one, or you got one idea now you can share?
Not exactly, because if I tell something and if there are people listening, especially the investors who got a lot of money, they might start up before I do.
That means it's a good one.
You think you've got really good ideas, but you're just looking for money?
Absolutely, yes.
How much money you need?
To be honest, it would be $500,000 or $1 million.
What?
Dirhams?
Dirhams, yeah.
What's the return? Like, have you got a return? Like, have you got a whole business plan?
The return? Yeah, everything. I got a startup pitch with the presentation.
Ooh.
How I make revenue, profit, everything.
All right. It's not a snack company. You're not getting into snacks, are you?
No, okay, no. I won't be a company there. Don't worry.
Thanks, man. Just making sure.
Just making sure.
We're already a lot of players
in
that.
It's a fashion industry. I mean, fashion luxury.
Fashion luxury.
Luxury.
Well, listen, Vivek, I mean, there could be someone listening that wants to get in contact. Now, I don't know Vivek. We don't know Vivek. So if you want to get in touch with Vivek, though, have you got a social media account or something?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
It's on Instagram. On Facebook, you can find me, Vivek Tiwari.
Hmm. Vivek Tiwari. Okay.
You don't have an Instagram?
Yeah. Instagram, yes, I do.
You don't know it, huh?
I forgot the name. I forgot the name. It's been like...
All right.
I'm not that active.
So on Facebook, your name is Vivek what?
Tiwari. It's Tango India Whiskey Alpha Roger India.
All right. Good luck, mate. Maybe someone will be able to help you out. Let's see. Let's see how we go. Is it Ray? How do you say your name? Is it little Ray? Renexa?
It's Rayxna. It's Ray, then Xna.
Ray Rayxna. What a Rayxna. Beautiful name. Now, you're 7 years old. What question do you want to ask?
How fun is your job? Is it like nice? Or do you think I can also become a radio,
Do you want to ask if our job is fun and if you can become a radio presenter?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm asking.
Do you want to be a radio presenter or is mom telling you to say this?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Mum's in the background saying, what do you want to do when you get older, Renexa? What do you think you want to do? If you could do anything in the world, what would you want to do? And if you don't know, that's okay because you're 7. You don't need to know.
Mom in the background.
Put mum on the phone. Mom. We've got mumager in the background here. Put mum on the phone, little one.
Oh, mama, she wants you.
Watch. Yeah.
Mom's not going to talk.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, mum got on.
Hi.
Mum, you're like in the back. I can hear you talking to her in the background. I'd rather just talk to you right now. What? She's such a sweet girl, your daughter here. She's 7 years old, huh?
Yes, thank you so much. She's been listening to you all since 4 years old.
That's aww. Great. That's how she learned English. That's why she can't speak it very well because of me. I'm sorry.
It's all Christmas.
What do you want your... Have you got a dream of what you want your daughter to do when she gets older?
Well, we want her to be an astronaut or a scientist.
That's good. I like that.
It depends on, whatever she'll choose after that.
Yeah, I agree. She's only 7, right? But it's good work.
Yeah.
Have a little dream, but it's what she wants to do. Rula, ask us anything. Tell us, Rula, what's your question?
Hi, Chris. Well, I have a silly question, actually. I've been in Dubai for about 8 months, and I find it very difficult to connect with people, especially guys. I find it difficult to find, like, decent, down-to-earth guys, whether for dating or for friendship.
Rula is finding it difficult to find a man in Dubai. I think that is a question that I get asked a lot.
How do
you find a good guy or a good girl in the city, in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, Rula, you've been here for only 8 months, have you?
Or men, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, as for friendship, but it's very difficult. Like, I find it that lots of people are into show off, they're into flashy stuff. I'm very down to earth, I'm very simple. So it's very difficult. Every time I connect with someone, I feel like we're from two different universes.
Are you using the apps? Have you got all those apps that people use?
I use, and to tell you the truth, I had very bad experiences. I was very disappointed, you know, the quality of people is not, you know, up to the standards. I'm not saying all of them are like that.
Yeah. What are you looking for in a man? What would you look for, Rula?
I want someone first single. He needs to be single.
That's a good start. That's a good start. But you never know. People try and they're in a relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
So you want them to be single, okay?
Straight.
Yeah.
And educated, well-traveled, down-to-earth. Somebody who appreciates and loves nature over things, and who appreciates, connections and relationships over things, you know, because that's what I notice in Dubai. Everyone is into, like, fancy cars, fancy brands, but no one is into like little things. I don't know. For me, going to hike in nature is worth a million nights out in Dubai. That's me.
I don't think we can generalize everything, Rula. Yeah. I think there are opportunities, but I think it's when the time comes. Now, let me just bring on Iman real quickly, because Iman, you're hearing Rula. What did you want to add to this?
I wanted to say that I've been here for 22 years, and good luck, sister.
Oh!
What do you mean? In 22 years, you haven't found anyone?
No, it's really difficult here because...
Oh, no!
Honestly, yeah.
Rula, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
22 years, oh my God. I'm depressed.
No, you don't have to be. You know, there's someone for everyone out there.
Just not Iman and Rula, it seems.
Exactly.
Maybe Iman. We're asking for too much, Chris.
Yeah, man, I don't know. You guys know. You deserve good. You want good. There are good men in this country.
Yes.
I always defend the men because I have so many girls contact me and say, there's just no good men and they're all there. And I'm like, no, there are good men. It's just maybe there's not a lot of us, but they are there.
Why do you keep saying us?
I'm a good man.
Yeah.
I want to be a good man. I'm a trustworthy guy.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, can I give... Just look for, like, the groups. Like, there are so many hiking groups here. There's, like, nature groups. There's yoga groups. There are all these groups.
Go to groups. That's your advice. Join a group.
Because then you'll find like-minded people. You're not going to find that person in Zuma. You're going to find them in a mountain.
Iman, in 22 years, not a guy. Like, no one that you were serious.
That's crazy.
22 years.
No, obviously, I did have a man. And I got married to him. I had a son with him. Nah. And then it ended.
Yeah. Oh. Nothing since then. All right. Guys, there's guys out here, okay? I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right, there are men out here, and they're good, and they're quality, and they're looking for long-term, and they're trustworthy, and they've got jobs, and they're, you know, they might not be the best-looking people. Just remember that, you know?
But where, Chris, it's where?
Not about looks, but where are they exactly?
Your next business idea would be matchmaking.
I'm already on that wave. I'm trying to do something because I hear this. Honestly, it's a question that so many people inbox me every day. Just real quickly, we're totally out of time here.
But
Autumn, you're hearing all this. You met a man, is that right?
Yes, it is. And I've been here 6 years. And a lot of girlfriends I meet, they complain about the guys here. But it really is about a mindset that you're in. If you're going to... the same place and you're not meeting the right person, you need to switch it up and you need to be positive, you need to manifest the right relationship. And if you want to go on hikes, join a hiking group, you know. You can meet the right person, you can do the right thing here, but you've got to look in the right place.
Where did you meet your man real quickly, Autumn?
He's Irish, and I met him through a friend. I just met him at a party, just like a house party, and I just spotted him and I was like, oh my God, he's the one for me. And he was actually moving countries. He was moving to Canada. And I just wanted to say they were out there. You just have to be really positive. I actually have a manifestation jar. And I wrote in my jar that I wanted to meet someone nice in Dubai. And I kissed it.
Aww.
There it is, everyone.
So cute.
Manifestation jar. I want you to get a jar. Write what you want in there. Rula, please get a manifestation jar today, okay?
I will today.
All right. Iman, I want a jug for you. I want a jug, not just a jar, okay?
Oh, sure.
Done. I swear, we're not all psycho.
Let's go. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
You're live on the Chris Fade Show. Madhu's just called through here. Madhu, how you doing?
Hi, Chris. I'm really doing good. I'm so excited. I went on air.
You sound amazing. You sound great. Welcome to the show. How can I help you?
Okay, I have a question. Can you please sing happy birthday for my husband, Prasad?
Are you sure?
His birthday is tomorrow.
Are you sure you want Chris to sing happy birthday?
I've got
all
this.
All of you.
Nah, I'm doing it alone.
No, okay, wait.
I'm doing it alone.
Okay. I want you to join, please.
No. Have you ever heard Pretty Sing?
You don't want me to join.
No, you haven't heard Pretty Sing. It'll be like a disgrace.
Okay, calm down, bro. You're not Ed Sheeran either.
One of the worst things you could ever hear, actually.
Calm down. Okay, so how old is your husband turning?
He is going to be 41 tomorrow.
41. How many years have you been married?
We've been married for 10 years now.
Aww.
What's the secret to a successful marriage? I could only get to 7 years with my first. So what's the secret?
I would say, as you can make out, I'm like the super excited and, you know, high on energy person. Marry a person who can sober you down and keep you calm. Exactly what my husband is.
I love that.
So you're exciting. Your husband's boring. That's what you're trying to say.
He's not boring at all.
What's his name?
He's not boring. He listens to your show every day and he's like excited about it all the time.
Oh, I love him.
That's cute.
What's his name?
He's Prasad.
Prasad.
Now, what kind of music does he like? Does he like hip hop? Does he like rock and roll? Does he like country? Like, what style do you think he'd appreciate?
Basically, like rock. Like, he was like this crazy Bryan Adams fan.
Rock. Okay, so we need happy birthday from Chris.
Nah, rock's going to hurt my voice.
Like Bryan Adams style.
So Bryan Adams is, please forgive me.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah. What was your name again? Madhu.
Madhu.
Okay.
Madhu, yeah.
All right, leave it with me. Here we go. You're recording? I will send you this.
Yes, I'm recording it in this complex way with like two devices in the other room and whatnot.
All right, here we go. Rossi's not here. This is good. This is my moment.
Don't mess it up.
Happy. No, no, no. I didn't like where that started. Hold on a second. Don't laugh at me. Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to do it if you're going to laugh the whole way through.
Like you're in pain. Like you're singing. You look like you're
just
in pain.
Just let me sing the thing. Okay. Don't laugh the whole way through.
I can't help it. Okay, I close my eyes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. What's going on in the background there? What's that in the background, Madhu?
That's my son.
Well,
that's
tell him son. To stop it. Say Uncle Chris is singing. Have some respect for the elders.
Okay. He's three. I don't care
if he's three. Respect at a young age.
The best, worst birthday wish ever.
I'm doing it another style. It's hurting my voice now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Prasad. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was awesome.
$50.
This is the Chris Tate Show.
Wake up.
Virgin Radio.
That is it for us for your Tuesday. Tomorrow is my last show for a month. I'm going to be on vacation.
And it's a very special show because we're not going to be in our studios. We're going to be broadcasting live from Atlantis the Palm.
It's pretty crazy.
We're giving away 25,000 dirhams worth of prizes. Five families are going to be down there with us competing.
It's a summer to remember.
You can't sing it without Rossi, we told you.
Okay, cool. But yeah, tomorrow's show is going to be absolutely epic, so make sure you have us on. Whatever you're doing today, please do it safely. We've got all your favorite hits with Sheena up next, all your feel-good hits. Continue here on Virgin Radio. And by the way, the fact that we gave away 10,000 dirhams cash today, which we just played earlier on, isn't that beautiful?
Amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? Sinead won 10K with the pop quiz. So, so amazing. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.